Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, October 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we are in the middle of National School Bus Safety Week, and the Wauchula Police Department has prepared some great safety tips for all bus riders. First, make sure to wear light and reflective clothing and don't wear a hood so you can be seen in traffic. Never run after the bus and wait until the bus and other traffic have stopped before exiting. If you drop something near the bus, don't pick it up until you ask the driver for help. Remember the rule of fives while waiting on or exiting the bus. You must have five giant steps of clearance between you and the street. And don't play around while waiting for the bus, and keep all phones and handheld video games away if you have any until you are seated. Drivers, the penalty for failing to stop for a school bus starts between $100 and $200 fine, and a second offense if committed within 5 years from the first offense is subject to a suspended license. Your local events, if you want to win a classic car for only $25, here is your chance. Rest Haven Assisted Living Facility is raising money to renovate their 100-year-old building that they occupy. This fundraiser is just the beginning, and they hope to raise at least $20,000 to get the renovation project started. The car they're giving away is a classic 1958 Pontiac Chieftain. It is in great condition and mostly original, with all repairs done by a professional so that it will hold its value of approximately $20,000. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours. The car is currently scheduled to be on display this Friday evening at the Trail of Fear, also with tickets for sale. And if you'd like more information, you can visit the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. The Hardy Players present Charlie Brown playing at the historic Wauchula City Hall Auditorium. Showings continue Friday through Sunday this week. Friday and Saturday start at 7 p.m. and Sunday starts at 2 p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door, $10 for adults and $5 for 17 and under. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Port Charlotte Pirates in a district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it to the stands, turn on your radio, because West and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Mosaic is looking for an operator trainee. Minimum qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of relevant experience, forklift certification, basic computer skills, and a flexible schedule. The Avon Park Correctional Institution is looking for correctional officers. A high school diploma or GED and flexible availability are required. And Allen J. Automotive is looking for a collision shop assistant. U.S. work authorization is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up next week, we're going to tell you about our Halloween happenings happening around the Heartland. If you've got a haunted house, trick-or-treat, or a frightfully fun festivity going on, let us know. Send us an email or message our Facebook page, facebook.com/HardyMidday. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 85. No predicted chance of rain, mostly sunny. Shade temperature is 80 degrees. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east northeast at 9 miles per hour with gusts up to 12 miles per hour. The humidity 47%, slightly humid. Air quality is fair, the dew point 61. Cloud cover 26%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 2021-22 Florida all-orange forecast numbers from the USDA Ag Statistic Board are out at 47 million boxes, down 11% from last season's final production. According to MorningAgClips.com, the total includes 19 million boxes of non-Valencia oranges, early, mid-season, and navel varieties, and 28 million boxes of Valencias. The navel orange forecast at 450,000 boxes accounts for 2% of the non-Valencia total. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council are criticizing the Biden administration after they put sweeping unilateral designations on millions of acres in Utah's Bears Ears National Monument and the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. After months saying they intended to work collaboratively with state and local governments, the NCBA says the administration opted instead to ignore efforts to reach a permanent solution. Food production faces challenges from climate change, scarce resources, and supply chain disruptions. One solution, according to the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, is controlled environment agriculture in controlled spaces that can enhance desirable traits and crops. The Foundation's Precision Indoor Plants Consortium seeks research applications focused on understanding the genetic and biochemical elements responsible for premium strawberry flavors and environmental control of these elements. The funding looks to increase scientific understanding of premium flavors in controlled environments.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Weather patterns are shaping up for what could be a much drier Southeast in 2022. It all depends on weather patterns developing now over the tropical Pacific. Agriculture climatologist at the University of Georgia, Pam Knox, says a La Nina weather pattern will likely play a much stronger role by late fall.
All the long-range forecasts are consistent with what we expect from a La Nina, with warmer and drier conditions across a lot of the Southeast. It is interesting to note that statistically, the summer after a La Nina, especially if it drops pretty quickly into an El Nino state, is one of the likely predictors for drought in the Southeast. So that'll be looking really far ahead. That'll be something to be interesting to watch for next year.
Knox giving this latest report on the Southeast climate update from the National Integrated Drought Information System. The La Nina pattern is characterized by unusually low temperatures in the tropical Pacific. Those conditions may in turn cause drought in the southern United States and heavy rains and flooding in the Pacific Northwest. NOAA, by the way, has just released a latest monthly climate summary for September of 2021, and it shows that for the Earth as a whole, this past September was the fifth warmest since records began in 1880. Almost everywhere was above normal, with the exception of the Southeast U.S., which was near the long-term average due to wet and cloudy conditions. Parts of Eastern Europe and the Eastern Pacific Ocean were colder than normal.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing higher on Wall Street, giving the S&P 500 its fifth straight gain and getting it closer to the record high it set in early September. The benchmark index added 0.7%. Healthcare companies made some of the biggest gains. Johnson & Johnson climbed 2.3% after raising its 2021 profit forecast again. Insurance company Travelers rose 1.6% after releasing results that easily beat the analyst forecast. The Dow up 198 points today to close at 35,457. The Nasdaq gained 107 to 15,129. The S&P added 33 points to 4,519. New York oil rose 52 cents, closing at $82.96 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Seven lead changes and the last one counts as the Titans beat the Bills 34-31 in Nashville last night. Derrick Henry scored his third touchdown with 3:05 left before Tennessee stopped quarterback Josh Allen on a fourth down sneak to end the Bills' four-game winning streak. The AFC East leading Bills drove to the Titans 3 on their final possession, could have sent the game to overtime with a field goal, but instead they went for the win and turned the ball over on downs with 12 seconds left. Henry finished with 143 yards, topping 100 yards for the fifth consecutive game. He also had a 76-yard TD run, as well as a three-yarder to the end zone. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill added another touchdown run against the Buffalo defense that came in third against the run. Allen finished with 353 yards passing and three TDs. This is SRN Sports. Baseball: Red Sox grabbed an early 9-0 lead for the second straight game, hit another grand slam, and throttled the Astros 12-3 last night to take a 2-1 lead in the AL Championship Series. Kyle Schwarber's grand salami, Boston's third in two games, highlighted a 6-run second. The Bo Sox are the first team with three slams in a postseason series. J.D. Martinez and Rafael Devers homered again after belting slams on Saturday. Christian Arroyo added a 2-run shot in the rout. Boston starter Eduardo Rodriguez picked up the win. Jose Urquidy chased in the second, took the loss. Teams return to Fenway tonight for Game 4. Trailing 2-0 in the NL Championship Series, Dodgers hosts the Braves tonight. And ESPN analyst Dick Vitale has been diagnosed with cancer for the second time this year. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula, at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: nowadays, if you want someone to give you a hand, you gotta pay them an arm and a leg. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.